Time for a Wednesday edition of WBFO's Behind the Bench. I'm Omar Fatu. I'm joined by Buffalo Sabres reporter Bill Hoppe. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Omar.
Well, the Sabres have won their last two games, coming off a six-game losing streak, wins over Pittsburgh in a shootout Saturday and Calgary Monday night. In that Calgary game, we saw a three-goal outburst in the span of 81 seconds.
And that's an outburst they were totally overdue for. They were at the point they were at 10 straight games with two or fewer goals, and sooner or later you figure the law of averages has to even out for the Sabres. And it finally did, and they got their opportunities, and they seized them with those power play goals. Let's face it, with Ryan O'Reilly and Jack Eichel out of the lineup, the Sabres' offense isn't going to be top-notch. But they have enough talent where they should score three or four goals occasionally. This goal slump for them has been kind of a perfect storm of everything. They're missing Eichel and O'Reilly. I think they've played very conservative because those guys are out of the lineups and they're trying to grind out wins. And sometimes I don't think that's the best recipe for them. I think they should just kind of get after it. But despite having the league's worst offense, they actually do have a good power play. And we saw on Monday night they capitalized on their opportunities. And it was just a nice win for the Sabres to enjoy.
Goalie Anders Nielsen was the star in that Penguins game. He made 46 saves, and he's been terrific this year.
He's been probably their biggest surprise, in my opinion. And he's just the latest in a long line of goalies who have played well for the Sabres over the last three or four years. And I was surprised he got that game. The Penguins are the defending Stanley Cup champions. They're fast. They come at you. Not that he couldn't handle it, but that's a game usually reserved for your starting goalie. And I think Coach Dan Bylsma kind of wanted to light a fire under Robin Leonard a little bit. Leonard's been pretty good this season, but he had a couple iffy games. And I think when you lose a game against the defending Stanley Cup champions like that, it gets your notice. And I thought Bylsma might go back to Anders Nielsen on Monday, but he didn't. Robin Leonard's the starter, and he went back to him. Anders Nielsen will get another game this week. And I think Anders Nielsen is right away giving the Sabres a lot of comfort. For him to come in and play five games, probably three or four of them notable, have a shutout, his goals against is 1.74, his save percentage is 9.51, and those are some of the league's best numbers.
We've seen a lot of young guys come up from Rochester in the last couple of weeks, William Carrier, Cole Schneider, Justin Falk. One guy who's really stood out has been defenseman Taylor Fadun. Where did he come from, and do you think he could stick around?
I think he could stick around. He's an interesting guy. He's been a very productive AHL player for a few organizations, always has around 30 or 40 points, which is a notable number for a defenseman. Now he has points in three straight games. He had 2 points Monday night. And beyond that, the Sabres just like the way he plays. Dan Bylsma talks about little plays he makes in the neutral zone, his ability to get the puck on net. If a guy gives you an assist every game, you're not going to pull him out of the lineup. I know it's a short sample size, but I definitely think that he could play the rest of the year with the Sabres.
I can't remember a more talked-about hockey stick than defenseman Rasmus Ristolainen's. What's the story there?
Well, he's been breaking sticks basically every game, at least once, maybe twice. And Dan Bylsma finally had enough on Monday night, and he basically sat him down on the power play until he switched sticks. Rasmus said that he went back to the sticks he used last season when he scored 9 goals, and he has 0 goals this year, so connect the dots. I mean, it's probably not all on the stick, but Dan Bylsma mentioned Tuesday that Rasmus Ristolainen has had scoring chances where his stick just broke. I've never quite seen anything like that, where a coach had to basically sit a player until he changed sticks. And I'm not sure why a player would want to keep playing with the same stick that keeps breaking. It's something to keep an eye on. And Ristolainen wouldn't say much about it. He called Bylsma's decision a game decision. He just didn't say much about the sticks, but just something odd you don't see every day.
The Sabres wrap up a 4-game homestand with a game tonight against Detroit. We could see the return of forward Ryan O'Reilly. Thanks, Bill. Happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, Omar. Happy Thanksgiving.